Every business faces challenges. Whether you need more space, a better location, or a little more curb appeal, a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, can help you find the right place to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. At their last policy meeting on October 31st and November 1st, Fed officials said they'd likely raise short-term interest rates in the near term because of a strengthening economy. But the meeting minutes released Wednesday indicated that some members of the panel were worried about persistently weak inflation. Let's get some more details from Wall Street Journal reporter Harriet Torrey, who joins us from Washington. Harriet, hasn't the Fed predicted that inflation would hit the central bank's annual target of 2%, and now there are worries that it could stay below that level for longer than anyone had expected?
Yeah, so this is the new aspect that we saw in the minutes, is that Fed officials are starting to say now that for most of this year, inflation has been below target, but Fed officials were attributing it to transitory factors like price drops in certain categories, for instance, wireless plans for mobile phones. But now they're saying actually those transitory factors might not be as transitory as we've thought, and there could be something more persistent going on. And we got a bit of a preview of this concern when Janet Yellen was speaking in New York. She did mention that she and her colleagues are not certain that it's transitory and that they're monitoring inflation very closely. And what we saw in the minutes sort of reinforces that. And the Fed is really not sure at all why inflation hasn't been picking up. It's been weak for several years now, but in previous years, there seemed to be a very concrete reason, like, for instance, the dollar appreciated very strongly, or oil prices were right down, import prices were down. Now, we have a strengthening economy, the labor market is doing really well, and yet inflation is still persistently below target. And there's a lot of head scratching going on as to why that might be.
Might they be coming around to the realization that there's probably a disconnect between a strong labor market and inflation?
That is one thing that they've been discussing. That's something that came up in the minutes, that the responsiveness of inflation to what they call resource utilization could be weaker than it has been in the past. I mean, another thing that they mentioned is that it could just be that the tight labor market is taking longer to sort of show through in the inflation data. So on the one hand, we have these concerns about it, weak inflation being persistent. On the other hand, there are certain Fed officials saying, you know, this inflation could break out at any moment, and that's why we need higher rates, is because inflation could suddenly spike. So it's interesting. It seems that there are quite a few theories sort of doing the rounds. Perhaps there's more slack in the labor market than we've thought. It's ongoing concerns about low inflation.
I'm speaking with Harriet Torrey of the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
You've heard it a million times. Location, location, location. Well, that's because location's important, and it's the reason this ad, targeted at you, isn't located before a podcast about the history of ice dancing. If you own a business, you know the importance of location, which is why you need a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, a real estate expert who can help you find the perfect location to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Harriet, what annual level is inflation at right now?
So the Fed's preferred measure of inflation is the PCE measure, and that was 1.6% in September. And then core PCE, which is the number that you have when you strip out volatile prices for food and energy, was only 1.3%, which might have had something to do with the hurricanes that happened in the late summer. So still quite a long way off from 2%. And the Fed has also been saying their inflation target is symmetric, which suggests that they'd be happy for it to go over 2%. But really, it hasn't shown much sign that it's doing that. So this is the big thing in the minutes. The market's expectations for a rate increase in December have been extremely high for quite a long time now. And the mention that a short-term rate increase would be warranted in the near term appeared to sort of confirm that about December and about the immediate path of rates. But these constant worries about inflation do raise some questions about how quickly the Fed will raise rates next year.
Absolutely. I was going to ask you that, because it seems like they would have to adjust their timetable in the face of persistently weak inflation.
Quite possibly. When the Fed last met in September, they penciled in one further rate increase for 2017 and three for 2018. So at the moment, they're looking at three next year. And at the December meeting, they will again submit forecasts. So it'll be interesting to see how those projections pan out, whether they come down or they stay the same. It's worth noting, of course, that the Fed will, after February, it's likely that the Fed will have Jerome Powell as its leader. He's Trump's nominee to succeed Janet Yellen. So there are lots of changes coming up at the Fed next year for sure.
And he's supposed to be a dove as well, similar to Janet Yellen, so he would not tend to be more aggressive as far as raising rates.
So Jerome Powell, in his speeches, has largely stayed very close to the consensus view at the Fed for the whole time that he's been there. And so he is seen as someone who has very similar views to Janet Yellen. It's hard to know exactly what he thinks, though, because, as I said, in his speeches, he has tended to sort of take the consensus line. So it'll be interesting to see how things pan out once he's in the chairman's seat.
Where does the Fed funds rate sit right now, Harriet?
The Fed funds rate is at a range. It's between 1 1/4%. And the Fed last raised rates in June, so it's been there for a while now. And market expectations for a quarter percentage point increase in December are currently at, when I last checked, just before this, we're at 100%. So markets see at least one rate increase by December, and the meeting is only 3 weeks away now. So very, very high. I don't think I've ever seen market expectations at 100% before myself.
Wall Street Journal reporter Harriet Torrey joining us from Washington. Thanks, Harriet.
Thank you.
And that's Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal.
Is Alexa part of your life? Then make Your Money Matters part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.